They prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, after the long summer, I wished you welcome for another school year. And these exciting days, first days of school and preparation for them, have made me think lots of my own days in school. And it was about 25 years ago when I also attended a school named after Saint Gertrude in my hometown. It was, though, not named after our own Saint Gertrude the Great, but another Saint Gertrude, that of Saint Gertrude of Nivelles. This heroic saint, she lived in Belgium, which is a small country in Europe, in the 7th century, and she has a special distinction of being patroness of cats and cat lovers, because she and her nuns kept cats in to control the mice population. And she, Saint Gertrude of Nivelles, used to banish pesting mice to make trouble for farmers by her prayers. This another Saint Gertrude, so to speak, was daughter of the great lord of the king, and she was born in 626. And her father's home was a good home. It was a very big palace, very big and mightiful, like you see and read in fairy tales. But it was not only great place to live, but most of all, it was sanctuary of the Holy Catholic religion. And her home, that is Saint Gertrude of Nivelles' home, was school of her devotion to God and her purity. And once when she was a little older, her parents pressed her that she should marry, but she courageously proclaimed in the presence of the king, "I have chosen for my spouse him from whose eternal beauty all creatures derive their glory, whose riches are immense, and whom the angels adore." When Saint Gertrude of Nivelles' father died, she was about 14, and her mother shaved her head in the kind of a way the monks have bald or very short hair to stop any would-be suitors from marrying her. The king, in whose presence she then lived, and admired this gravity and also the great wisdom of this young girl, who in so tender age wanted to dedicate her whole life to God's service and to do the will of God. So young Gertrude and her mother established the monastery of Nivelles and retired to religious life. And when Saint Gertrude was appointed abbess, she was 20 years old, and eventually her mother died in the monastery, and she also is venerated as a blessed in the church. And when Saint Gertrude herself was 30 years of age, she retired from the government duties of the monastery and gave those to her niece. And then she lived only 3 years afterwards in preparing her soul for a good death. And her death happened on 17th of March in 659. A visiting Irish monk, whose brother Gertrude had sheltered, predicted to her that she would die on St. Patrick's Day, and that blessed Bishop Patrick, with the chosen angels of God, would be waiting to receive her in heaven. Dear children, this heroic young lady, who at a very tender age decided to do the will of God, is so much one of those great saints of God according to which you should modify your behavior, your thoughts, and your devotion. The greatest desire of Saint Gertrude of Nivelles was to do the will of God, and the king admired this wisdom she had. She lived 600 years after Jesus, our dear Redeemer, but still was his faithful disciple, as you all should be. And when you study in the school and think of the all the new things you are about to see in this new school year, think that Jesus also gathered students around him called disciples. And it's a special notice how he treated his students or his dear disciples. He protected them against any false accusations, and when he noticed some shortcomings or faults in them, he corrected them, but with the loving kindness and gentleness. And whenever the students of his asked him to explain things, our Lord said and did so most willingly. Children, the ignorance, prejudice, superstition, and malice, sin and sorrow, they were always present everywhere at the time when our Lord began to teach. But he gave us the greatest teaching you can ever learn in your life, that which Saint Gertrude and all the saints have followed. He, on every place where Jesus walked, he taught people about the kingdom of God, about God, and how everybody should be object of God's teaching. And it is for us as well to our main duty in school, in play, in recreation, with family, and in all the days of our lives. We seek first the kingdom of God. We seek first to do the will of our good Heavenly Father. It's because of this he has created us. There is one God, one Heavenly Father, and our chief business and work in life and during these days in school is to do his will. Today we ask special guidance from the Holy Ghost that we would have a good school year, that we would work hard, and we would our own modest part do and proclaim the kingdom of God and the good news of the gospel in our lives, whether it's in classroom, in play, or in conversations, or in joys, or even with sorrows. We are all protected by our Heavenly Father. We have pledged and promised ourselves in baptism that we would do what is right, we would do what is good in his sight, and because we have promised this, he has promised his protection and eventually his great salvation and heaven to us. I wish you the happy beginning of this school year, and may God bless you.